Hey there everyone, Barbling here, and today I would like to talk to you about the art of monetizing autoresponders. Now, as you probably know, email marketing is one of the very best ways to develop a long-term passive income. And if you're using an autoresponder company, you can create your emails ahead of time, store them, deliver an autoresponder class, and keep in mind that these messages that you are sending, well, they can include affiliate links, product links, other ways for you to make money. Now, regarding monetizing autoresponders and the messages you create, well, you can choose really to create enough content to last you a year or more if you want. Just think about it. Write 100 emails over time, add links that connect them all together, load them up to your autoresponder account, create a squeeze page, drive traffic there, and then just set them to deliver once a day, once a week, 52 weeks of content, 365 days of content, whatever works for you. Now, you might be asking yourself, all right, jeepers, Barb, how is this really passive? Well, let me tell you how. It's passive because the emails go out to the new subscribers at the specific intervals that you state, and it doesn't require any further effort on your part. So ideally, you're going to design this list building funnel that's going to work for you day, night, 24/7. So if somebody does join your list today, they're going to receive your email autoresponder messages in sequence. They're going to see the emails where you talk about products, where you share information, share tips, include affiliate links so that should they buy, you'll get credit as well. Again, end goal, that when they do decide to buy, they buy from you. And now think about this now. We have people joining today, but what about tomorrow? What about next week? What about six months? All these people, again, it's automated. It's passive. You don't have to do anything else for your sequence. The messages are going to just be sent as you queue them up. And this can definitely contribute towards your bottom line as far as a passive income. Think about it now. You could be just reclining on the beach, sleeping, traveling, walking your mooses, taking your kids to school, working on another project altogether, but still, you're going to be earning passive income from your autoresponders because your emails, well, they're being delivered without any further effort on your part after you set it up for the first time. Ask yourself, I mean, doesn't this sound kind of like a dream? But I'm here to tell you, it is reality. There are few things better for online passive profiting than autoresponder emails that you can set up and decide how you want to deliver them. So now this does bring up the question, what really are autoresponder emails to begin with? Well, a short refresher course here. An autoresponder email or message, it's in emails that are sent automatically by companies like GetResponse or AWeber or SendLane, etc., etc. And I use AWeber, I use GetResponse, I love redundancy, always have more than one backup. And generally, you start by including a welcome message. In my case, when people sign up to my list, when they buy my products, they're going to get a welcome to Barb Ling that has a picture of me, talks about what they're going to learn, what they're going to get, talks a bit about my family, very, very friendly, very get to know Barb Ling. So I'm not just a marketer, no. I am also an individual that people want to get to know. And this welcome email goes out after folks confirm their email or opt into their email. That is, if you're using a double opt-in list. It basically gives people an idea. What can they expect from being on your list? Now, in the future, you can then write and upload and schedule additional emails that will go out to your audience at your specific intervals and journeys. Maybe in the beginning, you can send out once a day, twice a day, every other day. Some people think that maybe once or twice a week works better. I myself disagree with that, all right? I send out more than one email every day because it's part of my business. It's how I run my business. And if people don't like more than one email, you know something? They are welcome to unsubscribe. One size never fits all, which reminds me of something I really want to emphasize to you. It's true, having people on your list is an honor. But it's also true that for the people to be on your list, that it's also an honor. It's a two-way street. So if folks don't find value from what you have to share, by all means, encourage them to leave and unsubscribe. You don't have time to waste with people who don't appreciate the goodness that you have to develop and share. Now, what kind of emails can you send? Well, some of your emails, they might just be straight content. Others might be stories of where you release chapter one, chapter two, close with chapter three that has a link to buy the product or the affiliate product that you're talking about. Some of the emails, they can focus on relationship building. Those are good because they show that, you know, you really do care about your audience. But others can be monetized. And you know something? You can combine them all together as is, which is something that I do a whole lot. But monetization of autoresponders, how can you monetize? What should you monetize with? What products should you recommend? Well, there's a lot of different thoughts on that. Some people believe that you need to pick your products very, very carefully. You should buy them, you should use them, etc., etc. I take a slightly different stance in that I have internalized, I am not my list, okay? So what might leave me cold might just fly off the shelves when my list sees it. I've learned to accept that, and I no longer make any judgments about what people want to buy because, you know, if people want to buy something that personally leaves me cold, that's fine. They have the right to make up their own decisions, their own minds, so I'll let them know about options and opportunities like that. The key is, you know, be honest, be genuine. If you think something's controversial, say it in your email. This might be controversial. I've done that several times, and really oddly, you know, that those emails tend to convert really, really well. Go figure. So anyways, pay attention to your market. See what it is your market really desires, what they want, what they need, what infotains them, what makes them say, oh my gosh, I need to buy. What are their biggest passions, their desires? Another thing that you can do is check in your own inbox products that have been promoted by other marketers. See if you can if you think that would appeal to your list as well. If so, look for them, find the affiliate link, request approval, and let your folks know about that too. Now, additionally, one thing you need to keep in mind is what are the products that are actually really making money? Because sometimes people want information about a topic, but you know, they're just not willing to really pay for that information. Thing is though, you are in this business to make money. You're in this business to support your family, right? So ask yourself, bird, knock it off. Sorry about that. What's selling? What has power as an evergreen product? And that brings up yet another thing, evergreen products versus trendy products. Well, what are trendy products? Well, some trendy products might be how to make money with Pokemon Go. That was a cheat sheet that I released last year that ended up bringing in over $22,000 of revenue. That was a huge, huge seller. Nowadays, fidget spinners. People are loving fidget spinners. It's flying off the shelves. But what about evergreen products? Well, evergreen products are products that are timeless. They'll always be popular. They're always going to sell. Things like how to make money with email marketing, how to do internet marketing, how to build your list, how to sell e-commerce, how to create a Shopify store online, how to monetize blogs, how to become a mommy blogger, daddy blogger, pet blogger, kid blogger. Another trend nowadays is e-gaming, how to make money as a professional gamer via Twitch TV, stuff like that. Bird, again, I'm giving a talk. Hello. Thank you. So, let's continue. So basically, with evergreen products, you can create a whole new series of email messages and a whole new series of lists because evergreen products, they're going to be as fresh today, 6 months from now, a year from now, as they are today, etc., etc. But think of it. This doesn't mean you should never promote trendy products. No, no, no. I mean, as an example, when the Make Money with Fidget Spinners product came out, I promoted it and it just flew off the list, flew off the shelf. The product with Make Money with Lego Arbitrage, that also, again, flew off the shelves or such. But the trendy products, you can think of those as, send those as broadcast emails, not as follow-up messages in your autoresponder. like maybe your morning newsletter or a morning, here's what's happening, here's something you should consider. And that's basically the difference between evergreen and trendy emails, trendy products. But also remember too, he's coming back. Maybe not. What you want to do with your autoresponder emails when you are monetizing them, write emails that are designed to pre-sell the content, okay, to get the reader saying, oh my gosh, I really need this. Think about it. If it's, no, doesn't matter if it's your product, an affiliate product, what have you, your goal is to get them to click through, get on that sales page, get on that landing page. So one of the best ways though, once they're on that sales page for them to actually buy is to get them excited about the product ahead of time. So connect with your reader on a personal level. Consider writing stories about the product, chapter one, chapter two. Tie into that, weave into that, why they're so desperate for the particular solution that this product is going to offer. And then at the close of your email series, present said solution. Remember, do not at all be shy about monetizing your autoresponder emails. You're in this business to make money. Making money is good. Making money helps you support your audience. Making money helps you support your family. It helps you work from home and helps you to craft the lifestyle that you truly deserve and want. So in closing about autoresponders in general, you know, monetizing autoresponders, it's not difficult whatsoever. Simply, it's just basically providing that bridge of getting the reader to the sales page. And one way to get a really good idea of how to do this, pay attention to your favorite marketers and how they send emails. Look at what their call to actions are. See how they end their PSs. What are the stories they create? What are the stories they share? Sign up for other niches in your list, basically just to see how they do it. And you'll get a lot of good ideas. Now, regarding increasing your monetization or making the most money, think about testing different monetization options. For example, you might provide a promo that does well for a while, but all of a sudden, you know, just starts fizzling out. I mean, people are no longer buying it. What do you do? Well, the product probably could still be good, but you might need to freshen up the sequence that you're using to get people excited about it. Take a different angle as to how you are going to pre-sell. I mean, honestly, you might be truly surprised at how just tweaking a simple thing like a headline, a bullet point, the way you phrase things, or adding a different call to action, how easily and amazingly that does tend to work. Not to lose faith, because your skills as an email marketer, well, yep, they're going to improve over time. So one thing you want to do is every couple of weeks or so, revisit your lists, revisit your autoresponder sequences, check them out, see what's converting, see what's happening, see if there's anything you can improve, switch out, or change, because the better your conversions, the better your income. And regarding increasing that income, one thing you can consider is to send emails in groups of three. What kind of three? Well, you could do that as part of a story. Chapter one, chapter two, chapter three. Chapter one talks about the problem that people might be having. Chapter two agitates the problem and hints at the solution. And chapter three then presents the solution along with that particular sales page in question. So you're taking advantage of hitting the emotional points, the things that get people connected to your email. You're doing light pre-selling on your first two emails, and then on the third email, you ask for the sale. You show what the sales page is. You encourage people to go and check it out. And if you can do this for a series of products, honestly, your income is just going to continue to grow. As you can see, there's a lot of possibilities here. You can set up many different funnels. You can drive traffic through these many different funnels and then have all of this passive income coming to you in the future by every day, every other day, every week, however you decide it. They're going to receive email about the content and suggestions you have. And should they buy in the future, hey, that's passive income that's coming to you. So this is Barbling here signing off, and I hope you really enjoyed this class of monetizing autoresponders. Take care.